Rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry is 90 years old today.
Hail, hail, rock and roll.
For people of a certain age, I'm not naming any names, this music starts a rush of teenage memories. For people of younger ages, people for whom Bill Haley might as well have been an astronomer, Chuck Berry is just a name. In fact, before he did this story, NPR's Andrew Limbong was one of those people.
I know Chuck Berry is a very important person in music history, but he's never been a guy I listen to much. I mean, I've heard hits like Maybelline from 1955. But I wanted to learn more, so I called Tony Trove. He's an artist out of Philadelphia. More importantly,
I play in a band called It's Marvin, Your Cousin Marvin Berry.
That's a reference to a scene in Back to the Future. He couldn't comprehend how I wasn't a fan.
I don't know, Are you a communist? How do you know? How can you not like Chuck Berry music? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
So he recommended three songs: Roll Over Beethoven, Too Much Monkey Business, and Maybelline.
A Cadillac pulled up to Harder and Foe. My phone got hot and wouldn't do no more. A gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. A rainwater blowing.
I think you need to put yourself in the right environment. I think you need to drive across the country with with just a Chuck Berry tape. It's just like a crappy copy that you get at a gas station and the open road.
I'm not an open road kind of guy, so Too Much Monkey Business was more my speed. That sort of beleaguered chip on your shoulder attitude, and somehow both specific and universal.
Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business.
Then there's the sound that I associate most with Chuck Berry. The licks, like from Roll Over Beethoven. Similar licks show up in hits like Johnny Be Good and Carol. Call it samey, a callback, or a signature.
That riff is fun to play, and you can play it pretty easily. And I think that's attractive to new guitar players, too.
Right, you pick it up and then nail it, and then you feel like a god.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. You make your amp loud enough, you can sound pretty good playing that riff.
And he's still at it, at 90. Berry's just announced a new record that's coming out next year. His first in 38 years. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
I know a swinging little joint where we can jump and shout.